Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. Hey, I'm still down in Buenos Aires, and it is Wednesday, June 21st, and I'm real happy to have Mish back with me. Mish, how are you?
Hey, a pleasure to be on. Why don't you tell us, what are you doing down there in Buenos Aires? I'm hoping you're having a great time.
Well, I am, and unfortunately, I'm also sort of getting a little preview on what a depressed economy looks like. I interviewed this guy, Darren Acemoglu, who talked about, you know, why a lot of the South American economies never took off, despite, you know, good people, hardworking, well-educated, good resources. And of course, it's when your institutions repeatedly shoot you in the foot, your economy in the mm-hmm. foot, I'm sort of steeped in a case study in failure. Now, not least of which, very exciting, I'm here, and just, you know, a couple days ago, it was announced that Argentina is going to offer 100-year bonds at less than 9% interest, and people bought them, not just people, but 3.5 times oversubscribed. They obviously could have sold them at a much lower rate of interest and just gone for the one times subscribed and been happy as campers, but they didn't. 8.75%. Here's the fun part. In the last 100 years, I think Argentina has defaulted 5 times. So just play in the odds. You buy a 100-year bond. What you're saying is, I want a little bit of that yield today, but I'm pretty sure they're going to default before this thing's up. But my plan is, I'm going to sell it to somebody else before that happens. I'm going to get out, right? Well, think this through. Let's imagine, I'll pick on this because I want to talk about your state in a second. A lot of interesting stuff going on with Illinois, Chicago particularly. Let's imagine, you're the pension administrator for the Chicago Police Department. You're like, yeah, tasty, 8.75%. I like that. You buy some of these bonds, and here's your plan. I'm just going to be harvesting 8.75%. Well, that sounds good, but we have to ask the first question, which is how many years before the $100 you put in came back to you, even at that rate of interest? And the answer is a little over 12. So to get your first legitimate 8.75% return, you got to go 13 on this story. That means by the year 2030, you got to hold these bonds just to get your money back plus a little bit of return on these things, right? You know, that's it. What could happen between here and 2030 with Argentina? Well, anything, right? They could go bankrupt again and decide to default again. It's just crazy, but 3.5 times oversubscribed. This, Mish, to me, these are the craziest market conditions, and I thought I'd lived through it being a double bubble guy. Right now, I'm a triple bubble guy. First bubble, 2000, second in 2007. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Equity markets, impenetrable, don't care, can't go down even 0.5% without buying, stepping in. Oil's going down, and there are Iranian speedboats with explosives on them being caught by Saudi Arabia near oil facilities, and the whole Middle East is going crazy. And oil's just like, nah, we're selling off. To me, we're living in the world of quantitative algorithms. They don't care about news. They care about money flows. The world is just awash in liquidity. Nobody cares. And you can't make sense of this stuff by analyzing it.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.